Recording is in progress. We are on Daf Nun Vav and Aleph, about 6 or 7 lines down where it starts. Beninve. Yeah. So it actually, the English starts on 56A1 at the bottom. Beninve tzrichon meba tanya spasa pistol. So again, we're talking about the summertime when you're not supposed to say v'sein tel mazal l'bracha. And if you say v'sein tel mazal l'bracha, when you're not supposed to, it's a kala, and therefore you have to be chayzer. Now, what happens if you're in a location? This happens all the time if you're in the southern hemisphere. But here we're going to talk about the case where it was a ninve, where there was a big drought, and apparently they needed rain for the summer. So they had to make a tinus because they needed rain after Pesach. Awesome Shailon LeRebbe. So they came to ask Rebbe the question, can they do so? So I'm on Rebbe. So Rebbe said to them, go ahead, declare the fast day. Provided that you don't change from the meaning that you can't add the same talmud of bracha in baruch aleinu. So you can pray, you can have a fast for the rain, but you can't make a bakasha in baruch aleinu. Okay. Now this is going to be, I'm looking at this gemara and thinking about Australia. So Australia, of course, has their season for rain in the summer, but when we don't have it. So I was thinking this is going to be a perfect place to look at what is the din down there, right? There's a famous rush that said that personally wanted to make it so that in the certain countries where they needed the rain, they could save the same time about the bracha, but no one agreed with him, so therefore he didn't want to go ahead and change the nusach. But here we see the Yishalmi is literally dealing with the same type of question, only it's on a one-off basis.
Did he say they could make an extra bracha in the Shemona Esrei?
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see in a second exactly what happens. Okay, so when he told them you can go ahead and make the tainus, you can't say the same talmud about the bracha. Echon ho'aymus in the next. So the question the Yerushalmi is going to ask now is: so where should you say the same talmud about the bracha if you can't say it in baruch aleinu? Rabbi Yirmiyah suffer meimer. I'm Rabbi Shemaiah Tefila. So Rabbi Yirmiyah thought to say, we'll put it into the catch-all for all requests. If you can't find a location, throw it into Shemaiah Tefila. That seems to be a good place to put it. So they asked Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, like Chenam Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem Rabbi Funa. Didn't Rabbi Zeir say the following halacha? We had it yesterday. Im lo shra b'brechas hashonim. If you forgot to say the same talamotel in Baruch Aleinu. Oh, Shalohiska Gvoros Kasham with Fiasamasim, the Yushami holds, and if you forgot to say Murid Hagoshem in Machalka Chaim, Yushami Shita, that also has a makeup, not like the Bavli, and you can ask that in Shomea Tfila. So it says, I'm Rabbi Shomea Tfila, that was the rule. So you see, basically on that basis, just the way he's formulating that rule, that it's that putting in Shemaya Tefillah is in a time where it's not supposed to be said, would actually be a shinoi in the Matbeah Shetov HaChacham. That's what he's trying to say here. It's not 100% clear why it would be, but the Rishonim's thinking is if you're using Shemaya Tefillah as a catch-all, if you missed it in a zman when you're mechuyev to say it, then to put it into Shemaya Tefillah lechatchila would be considered a shinui. That's the basic thought process over here. Umaloin Rebbe lechuvasu uvashli tisham mitviya shal tefillah. He's just repeating over what Rebbe said. He said not to change the matbea, and if you're going to put it there, you're going to end up changing the matbea. That's his question. Al daita Rebbe Yosi. So Rabbi Yossi was asking a question to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, say it in Shemaiah Tefillah. Rabbi Yossi said, how could you put it there? It's a Shinui Matbeah. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Eichon, who I'm right, where are you going to say it? So the Gemara answers, b'sheish trumos, very, very simple. On a tainus tibor, they added six brachos after Re'inu v'Yonyenu. And in those six brachos, that's where you'll stick your v'sein talamot l'vracha request, somewhere in those six added brachos that you make. So the Gemara says, on kedon tibor, that's good if you're a tibor and you have the six brachos. Sheyesh lo sheish. Yachad shein lo sheish minayin. What about a yachad? Yachad doesn't add six brachos on a tainus tibor. Amar Rav Chanina, Lachin, Amar Rav Zeira, B'shem Rav Chuno, didn't Rav Zeira say, Yochid Shal Tzaracha B'shamei HaTfila, that there's a general rule that if you have a personal need, that you could put a personal request into Shamei HaTfila. The Elu Tzaracha Vein, and these would be considered his personal Tzaracha. So what the Gemara basically seems to be doing here is that if you're a shliach tzibur, you're davening with tzibur, the shliach tzibur can't stick the same talmud levracha into shemei atfila because that would be considered a shinim mabeish tolchum. But if you're a yachid and you put it into shemei atfila, then it would be considered your personal needs. And since your personal needs, you have an open door to ask anything you like, so you're good.
How did you start?
Yeah, we have a big gemara over here. If you want over there on top. Over there on top shelf, over there. Top shelf. I imagine that. What do you mean?
We can't hear anything he's saying.
No. What he's asking is, he wants to know how is it. What is the case of the tibor needing to say the same talmudar in shomei atfila? And the answer is that we're talking about a case where it's not the zman of saying the same talmud of bracha.
Okay.
And so you can't put it in the bracha barachaleinu because that's a shini from the matbeah. We want to add it in a special circumstance. How are you going to do that on the tibor? That's the case. Okay.
Why is this really a problem? It's when it's summer here, it's winter there. So it's not a shadow for the bay. It's a problem.
Well, that's the question.
And we start December 5th.
That's true. That's true.
So what you know?
Okay, you're asking good kashas. I don't know the whole sugya very well. I'm just wondering whether this Yerushalmi will be a kind of like it'll be a sugya to look at closely when you're trying to decide that question.
But I'm saying it all goes.
Do you know anybody from Sydney or from Perth or from any of those places down there?
Yes.
You do? And do you know? Did you ever ask them what they do in our summer?
Never asked them.
Well, can you give them a call, please, and let me know what they say.
By me, Yitzi and Aaron's schwager was a rav in right outside of Sydney. So I'll find out. He was there for about 2 or 3 years. I'll find out.
Okay, please find out and report back. It's your homework. Yeah. Great, thank you. Okay, let's go right to it. Now we're going on to the three-way machlokas. Remember, we said that we had three possibilities. Rabbi Akiva said, you make bracha revias b'tei atzmo, fourth bracha by itself. We have the Chacham who say, you put it into Achonin HaDa'as. And you had, who was the other one?
Rabbi Eliezer.
Who said what?
Eliezer.
What did he say? What was his shita?
You make it in Chol HaChaim.
In Hadar. Right?
Oh, duh, yeah.
You put it in a hadah. Okay. So those are the three shitas. Okay. So now let's see what goes on. So let's see. Gemara says, Shimon bar va ba kome Reb Yechon. So he asked the following question. What's going on over here? This is like a typical type of question that the Baal Batim like to ask. How is it possible that there should be a machlokas about something which is so common? Every weekend we say Havdalah, and the Chacham are having machlokas where you say it. What's going on over here? Doesn't anybody remember what they said last week? Kind of like that. Yeah. See, what was said was it's kind of like asking before Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what kind of tefillin do they wear? Why was there such a basic focus about that? Okay, so this is interesting. I don't know. So that's the Yishalmi's question. So now we're on 56b, Nun Vav Amud Beis. Amar Loi. So he said to him, this is what happens. He says, Aidei she'ikara b'kos. I originally read this, by the way, ikra, that they uprooted it. That's not the right way to read it. Aidei she'ikara b'kos. Because the primary havdalah is recited over a cup of wine. She'chahuha b'tfilah. They forgot it in tefillah. Now there's a whole history here, which is kedai to see. The Rosh Cirilo gives you the whole history if you want to look at it. Just go through it real quick because it's really very important. Everybody see the Rosh Cirilo top line? The Gemara Dilan Amrino, Hochi. The Chila cover over the beginning they first set Abdullah in the Tefillah. Behind we made Ezra and Knesset Sagdola. So Ezra and Knesset Sagdola, Shalom and Agdola, they put it into Atachoni. Hey, Shiro. Kai Yisrael got a little better off. Kavua la kos, and they took it away from tefillah. They took it out of tefillah, and they put it on the coast of wine. For oz nishtak fatakonas Ezra. So at that point, that's when things went south as far as remembering what it was the what was the original takon of Ezra. Now we understand why there was a machlokas, because it was a time period after takonas Ezra where it was only on the coast and not in the tefillah.
Where do we ever have such a thing like this? You go in and out.
Yeah, it's unusual, very unusual. Okay. Why did they put it, make it on a coast and take it out of the tefillah? I don't know. Let me just say this. Right? Zachreyu b'chnisaso, Zachreyu b'yisiaso. We've mentioned this many times. The Rambam holds to mitzvasei d'oraisa. To mention Shabbos when it comes in and when it leaves. So Havdalah is a din d'oraisa according to Rama. And the din of Al Hayayin is also, I mean, the ikar is that the mitzvah of Kiddush Al Hayayin. So when they were in a poor state, so they couldn't do an Al Hayayin would be yitziyoso. So this was the lechachila way to do it. That's why I understand. Okay. So Chazu v'henu, now they come back, they get poor again. Kishachar of Habayis after Korban. And that's where that's all I have to read for this, as far as this is concerned. So this is what happened. So Rabbi Yochanan's answer is, let's just read his answer again. The primary havdalah is on the cup of wine. So they forgot it. Because at that time they weren't saying it in tefillah. And that's how we got to this point. We'll say Omra. So from Rabbi Yochanan's statement, we see She'ikar b'kos. Now, this was just said, so it's really a superfluous statement. They just are saying it because it's an introductory remark to the coming up remarks. Okay, so we're just saying, again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the primary Havdalah is on a cup of wine. Rabbi Yaakov ar edim shem Rabbi Yitzchak ruba. He says, Amora b'kos. If someone made Havdalah on a kos of wine, Omra b'tfilah, you have to repeat it and say it again. So it must be that he holds. Oh, 1 second, I got to read another statement. B'shvil lezakos es hatinokos. Now, this is a little problematic, exactly how to learn this statement. Now, the way we have it in the translation is, I think, the more difficult shot. Well, since it's the translation up here, I'll read it first, okay? But what it says is the following, right? He said, that if you set it on the coast, you say it in tefillah. Why? Because the first Havdalah, this is very unusual, that the Bishvil is going back on the Amara coast part. That the first Havdalah that you made over the coast, that was inadequate, because that was Lizakos Esatinokos, that was to be mazaka, the children to hear Havdalah. But the Ikar Havdalah was in tefillah. So that's a very difficult read because Usually when you say Bishvil, it's going on the last thing that was said, which is Omer B'Tfilah. Therefore, in the textual alternatives, it says, let's see, the bottom, it says, in their view, in A, at the bottom of the page, left column about halfway down, in their view, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi teaches that even though Havdalah is recited over wine, it must nevertheless be repeated in Shmoneh Esrei so that the children will say Havdalah when they pray. So now Bishvil Tinokos is going on the last statement that was said. Amar B'Kos, you say it in the Kos. Omer B'Tfilah, you have to say it in Tfilah anyway, because Bishvil L'Zakos and Santinokos, because we want the children who are no doubt going to be more likely to daven Meiriv than they are to be present at the Havdalah. That's their pshat. That's what the Hechad says, right? It reads better. But anyway, we'll say Omer Shei Karbat. The bottom line is, though, regardless how you read it, the conclusion is that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi is arguing under Rabbi Yochanan, said the Iker was in the Kos. And he is saying that the Iker is the Tefillah. So we have two opinions. Where's the Iker Havdalah? Now we have a third view. And by the way, in the Nafkamina, what the Iker is, obviously, is if you said one, then you wouldn't necessarily have to say the other. If you said your Iker Havdalah, you perhaps wouldn't have to say the other. Rav Ze'era, Rav Yehuda, B'Shem Shmuel, Amar Bakos, Omer Batfila, Amar Batfila, Omer Bakos. So this is actually the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That they're both Iker. Whether you said it in the Kos, you have to say it in the Tefillah. If you said it in the Tefillah, you have to say it in the Kos. There's no, they're even Stephen. Mostly Amar, Shei, Kar, Kam, Kam, both are the same. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Bahai, Gali. Now, going on to the next statement.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
La Locha, if you forgot that in Shmoneh Esrei, you don't have to say Shmoneh Esrei over again because you do say it on the Kos.
That is correct. That's correct. You are correct.
By the way, isn't it amazing that Rav Ze'era...
Hold on one second. I just want... He's asking me a question on what I just said. Because what I just said that it said is Shulchan Aruch. I just want to quote you the Shulchan Aruch so you understand what I'm saying. Just a second. That's true. That is true. They do. One second. I saw this. Just one second. Yeah. What I saw was in the Torah. The Torah says, I'll just read you the beginning of the Torah in Siman Reish Tzadik Dal. The Torah says, So the way the Torah presents it, maybe it changes the way I kind of like led you astray. Maybe I made it sound like if you hold one is the Iker, then if you forget it, you don't have to say it in the other one. But really, which is mashma, that if they're both Iker, that you have to say it regardless. That's not the way the Torah is presenting it. So the Torah is saying that if you said it one place, you could always make it up. There's always a makeup because you all, it's kind of like, you hear what I'm saying? You have a makeup for whatever you're missing. Woman? Doesn't come up at all.
Doesn't come up at all. He's saying the whole thing is for the sake of the children. What about the women? They don't have a mind.
Right.
A lot of it,
yeah.
Take one step further. Somebody's in a velus. He's owning Motzei Shabbos. So
yeah.
Doesn't daven, and he doesn't say Havdalah.
Right.
And say Kfuras on a Sunday.
Right.
So he has until Tuesday to make Havdalah.
Right. And so Machlokes Rishonim. Right. The Rush brings down Machlokes Rishonim. Yeah.
That situation, then it's possible to make Havdalah on a kos, but not make Havdalah on the Tefillah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is a good example. Yeah, it is possible. Yeah, he's raising a good point. So if you had an onen, again, the case is he was an onen on Moitzei Shabbos into Sunday, right? Then he becomes chayv in tefila, but he's not mavdil in tefila. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he doesn't daven. He's an onen.
But so the first tefillah that he davens on Sunday after he's os onen, so he's not going to say Havdalah in that tefillah. Is that correct? He doesn't say Atochan on tunnel. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about first of all, he's an onen. He doesn't have to say that either. He can do malacha because it's no longer Shabbos. He's not chayiv in any mitzvahs. If you don't say Havdalah, you can still do malacha. I don't think. Yeah. What? But on Tisha B'Av, we could say Havdalah in Tefillah. Here the guy that was an onen, he didn't say Havdalah. I'm not sure what the din is over there. But if you're right and you only say Havdalah Moitzei Shabbos and you don't say it in the Tefillah on the next day, then you're right. You would have a case where you were making. You were drinking. You would drink the cup of wine. That would be your primary Havdalah. Okay, I don't know what it is. Okay, that's actually a big shaila in Mishnah. Some Mishnah say that since you weren't chayav at the time of Moitzei Shabbos, the B'chlal you don't say Havdalah. That's a machlokes like Mishnah. Okay, let's keep going. So Rabbi Eliezer Amar B'Hadoya. That's where we're up to. We're on 56b1 at the bottom of the page. Rabbi Yechonon B'Shem Rebbe Matin K'Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Yechonon quoted Rabbi as saying, Matin, and the Gemara says, Bavli, the Gemara says that when it says Matin, what it means is it's halacha that ain't wearing king. But if somebody, we're not going to teach this in yeshiva and make an announcement, but if somebody asks us personally, then we would pass in like Rabbi Eliezer. The Yom Tov Shechalias Moitzei Shabbos. If it's Yom Tov after Shabbos, so the bracha of Shmona Esrei begins with Atav V'chartanu. If it was a regular weekday, so then of course they would go like the Chachamim Atachonim. But if you didn't have Atachonim, so then you could possibly say Atachonim in the Atav V'chartanu like we do. But they were noted to say like Rabbi Lazar. So if you ask them, they would tell you, yeah, say Havdalah in Hodoyah. But that's Matin. Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba B'Shem Rabbi, Halacha K'Rav Eliezer. No, not Halacha Vein Markin. We will actually announce this Halacha in the Yeshiva. Yom Tov Shechalias Moitzei Shabbos. Now the third view is, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, B'Shem Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, Halacha K'Rav Eliezer La'ilam. That Halacha is like him. Even if a regular, ordinary Shabbos, you should always say it in Hodoyah. And Rav Avul B'Shem Rav Elazar, also the same thing. Halacha K'Rav Eliezer La'olam. Now, the difference between these two statements of Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman, this is important for the next piece of Gemara. Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman was quoting Rav Chanina Ben Gamliel, who was a Tana. Rav Avuhu, who was an Amora, was quoting Rav Elazar, who was also an Amora. So you have one Amora quoting a Tana, one Amora quoting another Amora. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha is now going to say, Lavin on Tate Shamoin. These are not two separate teachings. Rather, what he does is he combines the two of them, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman and Rabbi Lazar, Tarvehon B'Shem Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. They were actually, the Amoraim were all quoting the Tana. There was no, actually, this is just a question of who said what. Halacha Rabbi Eliezer La'olam, no difference here, just quoting, you know, how it came out. V'havdalah b'chonin ha'dolas, divrei chachamim. Again, the Gemara quotes the Tanoim, And this is actually unnecessary to quote this. We already had this. And some people, in fact, I think I saw that the Gra, I think, or somebody erases this whole thing. Was it say at the bottom that they erase it? Rash Cirillo, sorry, the bottom in C, it says that he omits the entire section from Abdullah on to Atzma. So there's a question of whether you've ever seen, okay, the Kiva Omer, Omer Bracha Revius Ma Atzma, you say, right, of Yaakov by Baracha Mashem Shmuel, Omer Bracha Revius. The reason why they weren't Gorisit was because if Rabbi Yaakov was saying what Rabbi Kiva said, he should have just said halakha for Rabbi Kiva. So why did he have to say it? Omer Bracha Revius. This is the way to get out of it. Okay. So that's that sheet. Omer of Yudon. Omer Matbeya Bracha. Yaakov Kach Mavde. First, what you do is you say the Atafone. And then you say the Havdalah. Okay? That's the first sheet. Vasya Karabi, that comes out like Rebbe's sheet, which we've had earlier, the Rebbe Yomer, the main day of Tefillah Minayim. Rebbe was wondering, how did they get rid of the Bracha Matachoni from the Tefillah and Shmona Esrei altogether? If there's no Das, where do you get Havdalah from? So therefore it stands to reason, right, that the first thing that you would say at Moitzei Shabbos would be the Atachonin Bracha, primary Bracha, because Atachonin is not a stira to Shabbos, right? The issue here is like this. What are you going to do first? Are you going to say Bakashos, which you're not supposed to make on Shabbos? If you're not supposed to make bakashas on Shabbos, then you should say Havdalah before you begin to say any bakashas. But if the bakasha is for Das, which Rebbe felt should not have been taken away to begin with, so we're going to leave that bracha in place, and then we're going to say Havdalah. So that will be their hakdama to making the other bakashas in Shmona Esrei. That's the idea here, okay?
But did he mean a separate bracha or at the end of that bracha?
At the end of the bracha. He's explaining according to the Chacham. Yeah. The Cha, in other words, the Gemara is just like, in Ein Deya Havdalah Minayim. What did he say? Ein Deya Tefillah. Rebbe's statement was, Ein Deya Tefillah Minayim. How do you know what to even daven for? We're extending that to Ein Deya Havdalah Minayim. Same idea. Ein Deya Havdalah Minayim, right? I don't want to interrupt with the cute thing my brother Zalzan Gazit used to say when he was dating. He used to make fun of his chaver, who said to him when he was dating, he said, you know, what's the difference, one girl, another girl? And he said to them, the name does have to only nine. Okay. Whatever. It's a cute statement. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbelazar, Mavdil, Yachakach, Amar Mat Be'abrach. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, you should first do the Havdalah and then say the Bracha. Right? So the idea here is what? It's forbidden. Right? Here's the Gemara below explains. This opinion requires Havdalah to precede the main body of the blessing because it is forbidden to request personal needs until one has recited Havdalah. And in fact, the Gemara, which is going to be quoted later to say this, the Gra actually sticks it in right here in his the way he's Gurus. So here's I want to read you the Gra's Mahalach in it to see how the Gra is Masbir Ar Minhag. It's Gevaldik. So Ar Minhag is to say, in other words, what we do seems to be like neither Shita in the Bavli in the Yerushalmi. We just read two Shitas. One Shita said to say Atachon Tanu up front. The other Shita said to say it in the end of the row. But we don't do either one. We do Atachonin, then we say Atachon Tanu. And then we say, so what's going on? So the Gra says the following. First, he says that the Bach and the Levush were Marech. They ain't Sarech l'chol hadachukim. That's his language. You don't need chol zalesa. This is the Gra is in the Gra in Reish Sadek Dalet. He says, the chol zalesa You don't need all of the chukim because they have long arichas and pshatlach. And I'll read you what the pshatlach is in a second. Then we'll stop. Elanira Lee, she is sod min hagenu hu. And he goes ahead, and I'm just going to say it out loud. I'm not going to read it inside. It's actually a long bir hagra. But he basically uses our Yerushalmi. He says, let's look at the two shittas of the Yerushalmi. The two shittas are one held that you weren't allowed to make bakashas, and one held that if there's no das, then how do you have Abdullah? So what we did was we decided what we'll first do is we'll be Meshach Be'ach Ribbono Shalom and say, Atachonei Lo'odom Das, Umalame Danosh Bino. So therefore, since we have das, now we know how to make Abdullah. The next statement, which is Bakosha, Chaneinu Ir Chadeo, that we're not going to say because the other sheet that says you're not supposed to make Bakoshas on Shabbos. So that's what we did. Our Minhag, we made a Pshara to be Makayim both days in the Gemara. That's the Gra says, Ain't Shachal Chad Chukim. This is the Pshat, the way we daven. Gevaldik. So once again, anyone who says Yerushalmi is not Negei L'maisa, all that is. It's out, okay? It's out. Now, I just want to read you a Gevaldika Bach. The Bach explains the bracha of Atachon and Tanu. It's fantastic. It explains the whole bracha. I just want to tell this to you. The issue that the Levush is dealing with is that he feels that there's a double, that they're asking, why do we say Atachonin? And then you say Atachonin Tonu. It sounds like we're doubling it up. What's with this? It's like a double lushan. So some people wanted to say you shouldn't say Atachonin Tonu. You should say Atachonin Das Manu Shbinoah, but Havdel Hashem Lokinu Mekar Shlachol. Shouldn't say the words Atachonin Tonu because it's a double lushan. What are you saying it twice for? The Bach says, well, don't worry about it. I'm going to explain to you what's going on. That's a psifa to mention Havdalah in the bracha of Atachonin. After you say Atachonin Das, which is a general statement which includes both the Yidden and the Goyim, you're Lamed Atachonin Adam Das to the entire mankind. That's the first thing. Then we say Atachonin Tonu, which is referring to Klai Yisrael, Zera Yisrael, Lamada Torah Secha. That's, of course, us. We got the Torah, right? Matalam Deinolasas with your Sinecha, which he did not do by every God, by other nations. Magath Rav Yaakov, which Rav Yisrael, Lo Asachem Lachogai. Hine Bazeh Hivilonu Min Ha'omos. This is a Havdol by itself. You remind us from the rest of the nations by giving us the Torah. Kamosha Hivdo Min Kodesh Lachol Min Ha'olachoshach. It's he's explaining the whole introduction. This is the introduction of Havdalah. There's a Havdalah between Klal Yisrael and the Umas Lagavi Daira, just like your Mavdol, all the other Havdalahs which we're mentioning. And that's why there's a double. There's Atachonin, which is for mankind, and Atachonin Tonu, which is for us. That's the Bach. I think it's a Gevaldik. Well, anyway. Now, anybody online, we just want to make sure we want to get a final count of how many extra Gemaras we need to order. Does anybody online need a Gemara?
I don't.
What's that?
I do not.
Me neither.
I bought a Gemara today.
Abe, you bought a Gemara. Says nobody needs a Gemara then. Okay.
No, I don't need. I have.